Last night, voters in Wisconsin elected Janet Protasiewicz to the state Supreme Court.
Too many have tried to overturn the will of the people. Today's results show that Wisconsinites believe in democracy and the democratic process. Yeah.
This was the most expensive state judicial race in U.S. history at $40 million, and it was highly partisan, as Chuck Hornbach of WUWM in Milwaukee told us earlier this week. Chuck, welcome back.
Thank you and hello.
And as you told us, big race, it could decide the court's tilt. It has. Both candidates had strong positions on abortion rights and elections, so remind us of each of them.
Yeah, Janet Protasiewicz, a 10-year Milwaukee County judge, before that 25 years as an assistant DA. She had spoken pretty much from the get-go late last year in favor of reproductive rights. She defeated Daniel Kelly, a former Supreme Court justice here, appointed to the job by a Republican governor 6 or 7 years ago. He lost his seat in a 2020 election, lost again. Last night, he'd been supported by anti-abortion groups.
Oh, and this is why this is being called possibly the most important election of 2023, because Judge Protasiewicz, now Justice, you know, really laid out her cards what she wanted to do. So do you have a sense of when this new justice might take any action on her stand for abortion access?
You know, well, first of all, I'm talking with more than a dozen voters yesterday, and some in a usually conservative area. It was easy to come across people, women and some men, who say they voted to protect reproductive rights, you know, code for Protasiewicz. Since the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision of last summer, an 1849 law has been in effect in Wisconsin banning almost all abortions. Democrats filed a challenge to that law soon after Dobbs. Various battles have taken place over the case since then, but we expect the case to ramp up in Dane County, that's Madison, next month, with appeals expected to the state Supreme Court, presumably after Protasiewicz takes her seat on the bench.
Yeah, and you just made an important point. Voters, I think you're saying from both parties, were telling you that they were for some sort of abortion access and rights. But also up for discussion now, the state's political districts. It's been a Republican majority there since 2011. Democrats blame that on gerrymandered maps. Could we see changes to the districts ahead of 2024?
Yeah, we'll quickly mention that the Republicans got even stronger in the state Senate last night, winning a special election, so they now have a super majority, two-thirds. They're nearly at two-thirds of control of the state assembly. But on the maps, you know, now that Protasiewicz has won, we expect progressives to file a lawsuit challenging legislative and, you know, and maybe congressional seat maps that have long favored Republicans here. And there could be a state court ruling by early next year. You know, add in some possible rules covering the 2024 elections. And the answer to your question is there's more likely to be some changes than before yesterday's contest.
Yeah. Well, you also said something interesting, that Kelly also lost in 2020 by about the same percentage points as he lost to Protasiewicz, about 55 to 44. So this was before the Wisconsin change in law regarding abortion access and before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. So what do you think her election is saying about Wisconsin?
Well, that Dan Kelly can't win a statewide race, but, you know, people are searching. There's some Democratic and some independent concern about some of the Republican policies that maybe it's time for a change. And taking advantage of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Dobbs got a lot more people involved in sometimes a springtime race here is not all that well attended or voted on, but you know, there was a lot of passion and interest yesterday.
And we just want to listen to a little bit of sound of Dan Kelly in his concession speech.
This was the most deeply deceitful, dishonorable, despicable campaign I have ever seen run for the courts.
And Chuck, just comment. You only got a half a minute here, but, you know, harsh words. Is this the way Supreme Court votes are going to be?
Well, there have been some contentious races here, but this was for control, presumed control, ideological control of the court. So that ramped up the rhetoric and the nasty feelings.
Chuck Hornbach of WUWM there in Milwaukee. Chuck, thanks so much.
Thank you.